I'm now talking to Peter Trainer, who played cricket on Narrabundah Community Oval in the years 1954 to 1956. Peter, what cricket teams played on Narrabundah Community Oval in 1954
and 56? It was basically a southern home ground, and what I mean by that it would either be Manuka or Kingston would play some of their games there. But most of the games from those two clubs, depending on which grade it was, were played at Manuka Oval, at Tilopia Park School, Kingston Oval, and Griffith Oval. Yeah. Narrabundah never really came into prominence as a top grade wicket until after I left Canberra in 1956.
And you played for Kingston?
I played for Kingston C grade and B grade.
And cricket was played only on Saturdays during the summer?
Played only on Saturdays, that's right. We used to have training on Thursday night at the Kingston Oval. Thursday afternoon at the Kingston Oval, generally, you know, between 4 and 6, because they were, you know, it's a fair bit of sun out in those days at that time, summer. And but yes, was no very well. I can't remember any cricket being played on Sunday.
Oh yeah, and you mentioned previously that you played Aussie rules.
Yes.
Was the oval configured like in the winter for Aussie rules, or was it for rugby or rugby league? Or
which oval is that?
Narrabundah Oval.
I couldn't tell you. I can't remember that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, I can't remember them playing any. I'd only be pipe dreaming if I said I remember in detail football being played on Narrabundah at the time that I can remember, but because in the B grade and the A grade venues, of course, it was Kingston Oval was Eastlake's home ground, Manuka Oval was Manuka's home ground. Acton, of course, they would play anywhere. Ainslie would play at Northbourne Oval, and Queanbeyan would play at Queanbeyan. Then, of course, during the war, we had two. The Forces team, Royal Military College of Duntroon, and the RAAF station at Fairburn, and the Royal Australian Navy at Harmon. But they would play most of their games either at Manuka or Kingston or Queanbeyan and Northbourne.
Because there were better facilities. At that time there weren't like dressing room facilities in Narrabundah. They were better set up and maintained grounds. Like at Kingston would have been better, had better facilities.
Well, that's right. Well, of course, Kingston was formed about, 1930. Manuka Oval, they first played cricket there in 1928. And there was a ground near Causeway, but I just can't remember. It certainly wasn't used as a permanent ground for cricket competition. And I think they used to play a bit at Molonglo, but that was generally social cricket.
Was there a lot of social cricket besides grade cricket played?
That's a good question, Austin. Social cricket? Well, there was a lot of cricket amongst various church teams. There would be social cricket between inter-towns, because in this place where we live in Canberra, they used to have what they call the Crookwell Cup, and there was another cup, or the Burns Cup. And what would happen, I think it was the Burns Cup, which was played by the A graders from Goulburn, Queanbeyan, and Canberra, and Crookwell. And I think they also invited teams from Mossvale and Barrel to play. Now, they did play for a trophy, so it probably won't be classed more than a social game. Now, Crookwell Cup was played by virtually the same towns, but it was a sort of a B-grade competition. And I remember as a social member of the Crookwell Cup, we went down to Nowra to play one day at an oval called Bombarderry, and we played the Nowra teams and we got beaten. But the Crookwell Cup competition was quite a good, strong comp. Everyone seemed to enjoy it, of course. And there would be, a bit of prominence in the Canberra Times as to the results and things like that. I've got a couple of results at home, but what I did do, and I think it's worth mentioning at this stage, Austin, that about 1974, I was looking at the library, or visited the library in Brisbane, and I wanted to get details of the 1941 school Aussie Rules Premiership side. And it was about 1974. When I went back a few months later, they said, "Oh, Mr. Trainer, we're going to put everything on," I think it was before computer, I just can't remember what the name is.
Microfiche.
That's right, microfilm, yeah. Microfiche, as you say. And then I said, "Well, what are you going to do with the old papers?" Or they said, "They're going to burn them." So my son Michael and my son-in-law Neil, we went up to WD and H.O. Wills' old building, and I got every Canberra Times from 1926 to 1955.
Have you?
And then I bought them back, and I went through them, and I made a note of anything pertaining to the Trainer family. That was on the sporting and social. Mum was one of the top singer in those days. Dad was in what they call the Imperial, British Imperial League, which was the ex-RSL of the British Army. And also a lot of school events, sporting events. And then about 5 years ago, I was approached by someone, and I sold them to the old Parliament House for their museum, you know, which I was quite happy to give to, because I took a lot of things, but I knew it was going to be on microfilm, so any time I wanted to refer to the particular events that I noted between 1926 and 1954, I could always get to, you know.
Yeah, oh, that was well done, Peter.
Yeah, I thought I'd just mention that by way of knowledge, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for your time, Peter.
That's all right, mate. I'm sorry I can't tell you a great deal more about Narrabundah, but as your Canberra Time collection photo, you know, it certainly was a post-war suburb, particularly when they used to call it Rainbow Valley, but some wonderful people here and a lot of British migrants, and I remember working with a couple of them from the in the immigration department where I was there, and that was quite good.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.